Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Good night, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. From El Thursday, we are so thankful to have you here tonight joining us. I am Sister Powell calling from Kingston, Jamaica, who will be your host tonight. Let us have a word of prayer, my dear beloved. Father, we want to thank you. What a privilege you have given unto us that we can come on this line Thursday to listen to your wonderful health message, Lord. We are asking you tonight, Lord, to pour your Holy Spirit upon each one of us. We are asking you, Lord, to be by our side, hasten the footsteps of your children, so that we can come to join on this study where we will be felt by you through the Holy Spirit and we will be able, Lord, to be changed. Bless us tonight, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Welcome again, my dear beloved. I do hope that all of us have a wonderful day and we are so thankful to God that he allows us to join tonight. And we know we have people joining, brothers and sisters joining from upstate New York. We have people joining from the Netherlands, Canada, and people from Japan and China and all over the place, Netherlands. So tonight, dear, we are asking our dear beloved, right? Let us open the word of God, the scripture, and our scripture reading will be taken from Genesis 1, 29 to 30, and 3 John 1 to 4. So I'm going to open this line, my dear beloved, and asking my brother, my sister, if she could read the scripture for me. Thanks. 518-482, your line is open. Asking you if you could do read the scripture. Let us all join together and do what God wants us to do.
Yep. Thank you, Sister Fowler, for opening my line.
Amen.
I'm reading Genesis. And 29 to 30.
Genesis 1, 29, and the last part of 30.
Okay, I have it. Thank you. And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so." Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Thank you, Sister Continelli, for reading that passage. I hope. Yeah. Yes, Sister Continelli, you're going to read 3 John 2? Yeah. 3 John 1 to 4.
3 John 2. Let me get it there. Sergeant 2. This is for when I always get into trouble with you and this Sergeant 2. Second sister.
Yeah, 1 to 4. 3 John 1, 1 to 4. The elder unto the well beloved.
The or the 4th of John. I don't know why it was like. Sorry, John, 1-4?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what's
All right. Okay. I will do it for you, sister. Yeah, I will do it.
The elder unto the well-beloved guys, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, my dear. Thank you, my dear beloved. It seems I heard some level noise, so can you mute your phone that we won't hear this noise? I don't know who is it. So I'm going to open this line now for Revelation 22. What is it? 301-868. Can you read Revelation 22 for me, please?
Certainly. Good night, Sister Powell. Thank you so much for opening my line. Revelation chapter 22, verse 1 and 2 says, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb." And verse 2 says, "In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." Here in the word of God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, and also Sister Continente, for reading those wonderful scriptures. Also the promises that God have given unto us. Every, what he gave us, every herb, right? And it was for meat, right? And he loved to hear when his children settle in it too. This little part of HFS 553:1 said, "The message of God was given me is that the people in foreign lands are not to depend for their supply of health food on the land, for health food on the importation of health food from America. The freight or the duty made the cost of these foods so high that the poor, who are just as precious in the sight of God as the wealthy, cannot have the advantage of them." Okay? So our prayer is that we, the children of God in foreign lands, will take these instructions and follow the command that God gave us, that we have our little piece of land, as we talk about country living, right, where the Lord told us in his word, right, for each and every one of us to have a little piece of land where we can plant our own food. Because as we saw what is happening in the world around us, we know that it is going to be difficult. So this is the time for us to make a move by the grace of God and do what this command is for us. So that is, and the Lord want us, love to hear when we settle in the truth, and want to us to be obedient. So tonight is his message, and I do know the health reform, and I do know that most done great things, herb, medicine all around, and you have something to share. Your immune system. So the line is now open for dear beloved to share. I saw a hand up. Let her open. 301-868, your line is open.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. It is a blessing and a pleasure to be here, to fellowship with one another, to hear your voice as you are in another part of the vineyard. And we just thank God for you, to hear Sister Consinelli. It is just such a blessing. I want to give God thanks and praise for all that he has done. My son, you know, young people, they're not going to stick in a job for no long time if they feel like foolishness is going on there. So my son had left his other job and, you know, was pursuing, you know, in between, you know, he has been doing Lyft and Uber. He has done that in the past. So he went back on to doing that. But in the interim, he was still, you know, going out there, going after a job that's similar to what he was doing, but, you know, at another company. And so he called me yesterday. He said to me, Mom, I'm getting ready to go to do my next interview, my second interview or whatever. So I said, okay. I said, you know, how you feel. I said, you know, make sure that you have the, you know, you have your pointers because, you know, usually when you go on an interview, they're going to ask, you know, what are some of your strengths? What are some of your weaknesses? So make sure you have those things ready and stuff. And he said, oh, Mom, I did that already. This is the second interview where, you know, I'm going, you know, for the second round. And so I said, you know what, may God go with you. I'm going to pray that, you know, if that is the will of God, you know, it will be opened up. So he called me. He was out, and he called me. So I was like, you got the job? He was like, you know what, Mom, that is definitely a confirmation. That's not what I called to tell you, but the fact that you asked me that. So then he went on the second interview. He called me. He said, Mom, I got the job, you know. And I said, I just thank God, you know, for his faithfulness, for the fact that he answered prayers for his children, and just all of the wonderful things that God has been doing in my life. I see that the enemy is still busy because, you know, like Jesus said to Simon, 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 the devil has come to sift you as wheat, right? But he prayed that our faith fail it not and our hearts be converted. And so we have to constantly hold on, you know, because when God allowed these wonderful blessings to happen within our life, who comes by? The enemy will come and throw a curveball, but we're not going to give him any kind of victory over our lives or over a situation. I told you that, you know, they love to mess up your money, right? So, you know, with my, you know, being out on my sick leave, I go through the sick leave bank and they doing all kind of foolishness. But I am so at peace because God has been providing. They told me that they ain't going to give me no more money, yada, yada, or whatever. They denied, but God is allowing funds, allowing payment to come through to me. So I just thank God for his wonder-working power within my life. I know I do not deserve it, but God still just breathes his blessing, his spirit on me. And, you know, and that text in Psalms 23, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. So I want to leave that with each and every person. No matter what you're going through, as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear any evil because we know that God told us that his goodness and his mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. Amen and amen. So I just wanted to leave that. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. We have actually launched some wonderful business venture that we're in, you know, healthy. It really connects to our health message, marrying mission and business, and that has been going so well for us. I'm making commission, you know, and I'm like, wait a minute, not really doing much, but I looked up and I've been making commission $200 thus far. So I thank God for opening up that, because when man try to, you know, close the door, God will open up many, right? And we're going to count all things together for good for them who love the Lord, cause to do his purpose. I thank God for that. Thank you, Sister Powell.
Amen, 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 amen. Let's praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for sharing those praise reports. That's wonderful praise report. Your son got a new job and, you know, you are actually
in a new business to do the ministry and also to promote the health message wherever you go. God is good, and you are commissioned. You know, the Lord bless you. That's the Lord blessing. So we just want to thank God for what he's doing. As you said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. All we have to do, be obedient to follow God's command. So thank you very much for sharing. Open the other line, 518-482. This is the time, the opportunity that you can share some of the wonderful things that you have been using to boost your immune system. Know that God gave us a new start, the eight doctors that make Doctor House call, and nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God. And we cannot do without these wonderful health law for us, and we also have to share it with others. So we are so grateful that we can really follow those commands, and we cannot follow those commands without the help of the Lord. So thank God that God has been keeping us so that we can share the health message. So I'm going to open this line. What is going on here? I was trying to get this line. Yes, my dear beloved. I don't know. I'm trying to open 518-482, but I just getting spin around. I don't know what's going on. All right. 518-482. If you are on mute, please turn. Check out if you are on mute. Hello? Okay. All right. Trying to get 518-482, but it is hanging around and it won't open. So I don't know if it's on. All right. So, yes, my dear beloved. I prefer. Sister Stephanie, are you hearing me? 531-301, you're hearing me, Sister Stephanie? Just a few of us on the line. Hello, Sister Stephanie. What's going on here?
I'm hearing you, Sister Powell. I'm hearing you.
Well, okay. Well,
I'm hearing you. My line was on mute, but I'm hearing you. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm trying to open 518-482 line, but it's just going in a circle, and it's not
opening. Okay, well,
opening.
Try another
so
line, Sister Powell. Try opening another line. But I'm hearing you.
It's just you on the line, so just me and you right now. So what we're doing here, I was reading, I was just here. That's okay.
You wanted to play a couple songs? I'm not sure. No, I'll go ahead and share what you were reading. Go ahead and share your testimony. I know that you have been doing some wonderful things down there in Jamaica, so go ahead and share your testimony.
Yes. You know, just a while ago, here I was reading The Responsibility of the Church, and as we are in health message and we know that there is a lot of things is going on, and I was reading Isaiah 1. You can check your Bible, and you know, I was just reading and going through this verse, and it reminds me that it's not everything that we saw happening or maybe good things is something that for us to really take what would it take charge of our life or bring it in, right? Bring it in. And this little passage of Isaiah 1, I don't know if you want to read it for me with my eyes. Isaiah 1, 11, 15.
All
right,
hold on, let me find
what it says.
Let me find it. You said Isaiah. Isaiah
chapter
1,
verse, yes, 11 to 14. 11 to 15.
All right, reading from Isaiah chapter 1. I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. You said chapter 1, 1 through 15?
11 to 15. 15.
All right, 11 through 15. And verse 11 says, to what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifice unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts. And I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats. Verse 12 says, when ye come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to thread my courts? Verse 13 says, bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moon and the Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity. Even the solemn meetings. Verse 14 says, your new moons and your appointed feast, my soul's hated, they are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And verse 15 says, and when ye spread forth your hand, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear your hands. I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Here ends the reading. Isaiah 1, verse 11 through 15.
All right. Yes, I was reading this, and it reminded me as I was reading the Ministry of Healing, and it is liquor and traffic and prohibition, and what is the responsibility of the church, right? And this responsibility that God have given us, we read his word, is something we have to take in serious consideration with our health. We know that this health message, all these things, is not something for us to read a trafficking or to present, to take in our body. The Lord tells us it is not good for our body, in which we know that people reject God's word and they do everything because of appetite, right? So, but the responsibility that he told me, the church, is that the church is made in need of monies, right? And because they want a church building and they have members as members in the church, and they are doing these things, right? Doing these things, but the money is coming in, you know, in the treasury, and these are where these money help to sustain the church. But this word and Isaiah that we read, that all these things should not be able to, we should not accept these funds, because these funds are not really good money. That is good for the church of building, and our responsibility is to follow God's command. So, you know, when I saw these things, I just pray that the Lord will open our eyes, that we can study his word and really be obedient to carry out his duty. The church, we have a responsibility because we are the church, you know, and there are a lot of things that is creeping in, and what is happening. We saw bingo doing in the church. We saw they're selling all different things in the church, and we know that this is not what the Lord wants us. So we just have to pray that God will open our eyes and read his word, read his scripture, and ask the Lord to be obedient to it. I don't know if you have a comment about that. I will just open the line because we are just a few on the line, so we are just sharing. 301-868, maybe you can bring it out a little clearer for me. Can you check your phone if it's on mute? 301-868. I don't know what's going on here. Oh, Lord Jesus. Tonight it seems like I'm getting a lot of problem here.
Yes, my dear beloved. On the line, I'm asking if you want to share. I am having some problem here. I don't know what's going on, but I'm having some problem. Technical difficulties are waiting me here. All right. Sister Stephanie, you're on the line. 272-770. I'm having some problem here. I don't know what is going on. I don't know what's going on. I hope I don't cut off the line because I don't know what's going on.
Sister Powell, can you hear me? Sister Powell? Beloved, I'm not sure if you're on the line and if you could hear me. I think Sister Powell is experiencing some technical difficulties. So what we're going to do, there's a song that I'm going to play, Reckless Love of God. Let's think about God's reckless love for you. No matter how low you have dropped, no matter how much you have denounced him, because of his love, he will leave the 99 to come for you, you're the one. So if you're able, just listen as, you know, we try to tweak out the technical difficulties that Sister Powell is experiencing. Amen.
You have been so strong.
Amen, 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 amen. When we think about God's wonderful love for us, right? I mean, it is just so awesome to know that Jesus, God sent his only begotten son, Jesus, to die just for you. If you were the only sinner, if I was the only sinner, God would have sent his son to die for me and for you. That is sobering. That is really, really sobering, right? God's reckless love for us. No matter what, his hands will always be open to receive us. Even when we reject, even when we falter, even when we do things we're not supposed to do, he is still there, opening up his arms, waiting for us to come back and return to him. That is such a powerful, powerful, a powerful statement, a powerful notion to hold on to. Sister Paula, are you able to hear me? Hello? Hello? Sister Powell?
Hello, Sister Stephanie. How you doing? Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me, Sister
God
Brother Isai?
Yes, I can.
Okay, go ahead. You know, you have a praise report or prayer request. I know Sister Paul has experienced some technical difficulties.
Okay, Sister Stephanie, my prayer request tonight is to lift up my mother in prayer. My mother needs a lot of prayer.
Go ahead, Brother Eli. Are you able to hear me? I was just muted. Brother Eli? All right. So, Sister Powell, I know Sister Powell is experiencing some technical difficulties, but we know that God is good. He is great all the time. So I know that you have a praise report. I know that you have a testimony. Though you're not able to, because of the technical difficulties, we are not able to open your line, but here's what I want you to do. I want you to speak to your Heavenly Father, thanking him for what he has done thus far this week in your life, because your angels are there sitting beside you recording what you have to say about and to your good master. And not only that, just like Moses communicate with God like he was a friend, that is what you're supposed to do. So take this time to give God your praises, your testimony. And you could echo what your prayer request is. I can't hear you right now, but you know what? That's not important, because your God of heaven, your Father who is in heaven, your Father who art in heaven, is hearing every single word that you're uttering out of your mouth. So if you're on the line from Pennsylvania, from Boston, Massachusetts, from New York, right, from Louisiana, from Florida, from Jamaica, from Maryland, no matter where you are across this world, you need to take this moment right now, and you need to give God praises, give him his testimony, give him your prayer request even right now. Amen and amen. While you're doing that, I'm asking God to continue to strengthen me, to continue to work out on behalf of the things of my heart that is according to his will. I just received a letter from the attorney that was written on my daughter's behalf. You know, I've told you that she's struggling with this professor for over a year. She's no longer in the professor's class, and she's still, you know, doing foolishness. Let's say that, right? And so the letter was sent on her behalf, and so I received my letter, a copy of my letter, so I know that they have received my daughter's letter, and I know that it is going to be victory in that situation. I'm claiming it, and I'm thanking God in advance. I'm also asking you all to pray for me. I also have another letter that I need to write to this attorney as well on behalf of the sick leave denial, and I started it, but I always ask the Holy Spirit to lead me, and if I don't feel like the Holy Spirit is leading me, I can't move forward. And so I'm praying, I ask you to pray that the Holy Spirit will give me the right words to say. So it's not what my words, it is what the Holy Spirit wants me to write. So I thank God for that. I also thank God, you know, there was a little schism, a little strife going on. That's what the enemy does. And, you know, God was able to put us together, you know, so that the Holy Spirit can move, because the Word of God says when we have aught with one, we are to bring it. And if one is not hearing, then you go and bring two and bring three. And so I thank God for that. And how do you ask? You're asking, why is she telling us that? You know, it's Health Thursday. However, those things will cause negative impact to our health. If we allow wrath and anger and things that are on our minds and we don't fulfill it in the biblical sense, it will affect our health. It will affect our relationship with one another, hence we're affecting our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Amen? And so that scripture, Our Father's prayer, that says, it's not Matthew 24, so don't say I say it, all right? I corrected myself. It is in Matthew, the Our Father prayer, where it talks about the powerful, all of the Lord's prayer is powerful, but this portion where it says, you know, forgive us, forgive me of my debtors as I forgive my debtors, right? And so we need to recognize that if we are not able to be forgiving to one another, Christ will not be able to forgive us. And Christ will treat us the same way that we treat those that trespass against us. So that was really, really powerful. So I thank God for that. I know, Sister Powell, are you able to hear me? I'm not sure anyone is hearing me, but I'm going to continue to praise God for his goodness towards us. Sister Powell, I heard something coming in. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you. I hear you.
Amen, yes. Amen. So
631 is there. When you finish it, I will open the line.
Okay, so I'm going to mute myself. You don't have to mute me. I'm going to mute myself, and then you open that line. Amen?
Okay, all right. 631-552.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Brother Anil, Sister Powell, Sister Stephanie, all the names on the line. I'm here, Brother Oliver. Thank God for everything, for his goodness, for his grace and his mercies, and all the thought that the enemy has thrown at me for the past month. God has blocked all of them. Yeah. One of my testimonies that I was supposed to get a vehicle. But when I get the vehicle, the second day when I get the vehicle, I have to use the record to pull it. It drives so well, and when I was driving it to go get it inspected, it took me 2 weeks to get the inspection done. 2 weeks. The other meter was like, I have to change some parts on the vehicle to get it working back to normal, and it cost me a few bucks. But one day when I went to the inspection shop to get it inspected, the guy tell me you need to drive it more because it has been parked for a while, so you need to drive it more. So I went on a journey, me and God, and just started praying. And when I took it back to him, he told me that it was passed now after 2 weeks. And they give you 10 days at the DMV when you have a different vehicle, they give you 10 days to get it inspected. It took me 14 days. It took me 14 days plus the 10 days. It took me 14 days plus the 10 days to get it inspected because I have to do so much work on it. And if you're driving on the road without it inspected, you could get a ticket. So the auto shop that I took it to, the guy said that he would not give me a next extension on the thing, apart from the 10 days that he gave me. So I have to drive it until and hope that I don't be stopped by a cop and get a ticket for inspection. They won't stop you and give you a ticket like that. But if you park somewhere, they will give you a ticket. So I pray through the whole process. And now I'm on the road driving to drop off something for one of my brethren right now. So I want to thank God for that, you know, for what he's been doing in my life. My next testimony, I make natural products. You guys may know about that. I mentioned it on the light before. I make natural salve, pain salve. I make natural lotion. And I make tonic. I also sell a pure wildcrafted sea moss from St. Lucia. I make the gel, and I also make the, and also package the raw package in two colors. And I make a respiratory cleanse and booster tonic. So this is, I went to an event in Queens, a health event in Queens, and when I went to the event, I was sampling some of the stuff that I have. And this lady, she bought one of our respiratory cleanse and booster tonic. And she called us on the phone and told us that she need us if we can supply her with a gallon of the tonic, because since she has been taking it, it has helped her diabetes and all the complications that she was going through. So she asked me, can you work on a gallon for me and give me a better price? So we were able to give her that gallon last week and gave her a better price for it as well. And then yesterday I got a phone call from this sister. She was at the same event that I was in Queens, and she told me that she had this asthmatic problem and this coughing and this mucus, a lot of excess mucus on her. And she was at the event. She took one of the bottles, the medium bottles that we sold. And she told me that she don't have to use the pump anymore. That feeling has gone. And she just wants to continue the process. So she called me that she needs another portion of the tonic. And also one of our friends was having a severe back pain, and he purchased one of the salve. And he said it has been a blessing. He has not been feeling that pain. And he has been to numerous doctors before. So thank God. And also the lotion. A lot of requests I've been getting for the lotion, because our lotion that we make is from pure shea butter, pure coconut oil, virgin coconut oil, infused with herbs and all of that, and bee wax, and pure essential oils. Actually, no water is added to our mixture. So people have been recommending people to take our products, because they say when I use that thing, it's only when I take a shower before I can get it off my skin. And many people are saying that it has been helping their skin to repair and all of that. So I just want to thank God for allowing me to do what he has called me to do. And I ask for your prayers for this ministry. We have been posting blogs on our website as well, so that people can be aware of what we are doing and how they can take care of their body. Our latest blog that we post was on constipation, One out of three person suffer from constipation. So we share stuff like that on the site to tell people how they can get rid of constipation and clean the colon as well. So I want to thank God for what he has done. Yeah, and I've been doing some cooking as well, trying to learn how to make some simpler meals. So I've been making some cauliflower wings and some broccoli wings, and I took them to events and just give it away to people for free. And people were saying that, wow, this thing is good. So we have to just play our part and try to educate people as much as possible that God, everything that God has out there in nature is for man. And if man use them wisely, these things that God has provided, then it can be a blessing to them. So I just ask for your prayers.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Brother O'Neill. Glad to hear your voice. Quite a long time not heard anything from you, and tonight you were here to share a lot of information of the things that you have been doing. You start out with the car, but thank God. God allow you that you're able to solve, God help you to solve that problem, the car situation. And also the good news of your venture, your health store, and selling all these wonderful remedy, and their remedy, and also, you know, you are so thankful to God for what he has been doing to you. So we want to thank you for this wonderful praise report. And my dear beloved, Brother O'Neill is there having market, you know, industry. So we are asking you to take his number, and you can really order some of the things, the product that he sold. Thank you again, Brother O'Neill. Yes, I'm going to open this line now. It's time for a prayer, my dear beloved, but I would like everybody to really share a little. You are on the line, and I'm asking you, let us be brief, because we are going into prayer so that we can present the message for tonight. 272-770, your line is open.
Amen. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Powell. Father is so good and so worthy to be praised. And I praise his holy name, and I'm so grateful to hear your voice as well as Brother O'Neill's voice. And I just have a scripture as well that I would like to read. It's taken from Psalm 67. And it says, God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O Lord, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth, Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm so grateful to be here tonight on the health prayer line, and which is the health message, is the right arm of the gospel. So I'm so grateful that we are sharing this health message with each and every person tonight to drink more water, to do exercise, to breathe fresh air, and always trust in the Lord. So I thank you so much, and I ask for prayer requests for everyone on this prayer line. I'm lifting up all my beloved brothers and sisters on this prayer line this evening on the Advent Life Program prayer line, and I'm lifting up my family as well. So thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. God bless you. Stay safe and well. And always stay healthy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Sister Tamika, for sharing. Sure, we will be providing the scripture, and we will be surely praying for the family members. Yes, my dear beloved, I am going to open this line. We are near prayer, so we just ask you, let us be brief. We are sorry for the technical difficulty we have a while ago, but thank God that God allowed us to come back on the line, and we are on the line now by the grace of God. Okay, 518-482, your line is open.
Thank you, Sister Paula, for opening my line. I was patiently waiting and praying for that. I want to be very brief. First of all, I want to, after a long time, I got today to go and visit my brother. After my brother was sick, we could not have gone because he went in the hospital, so he was there. But I was keeping touch with the, you know, I was keeping in touch with the nurses that I know there to know that he was going very good. So I was just happy to go there today to clean him up and freshen him up and make him look like somebody. So I just want to thank God for his blessings. And I want to thank God for all the workers there who are helping those seniors, because some of them really need help. Just feeding them. If they don't feed them, they can't eat. And one lady there I saw, she was just eating her clothes or whatever she had, her apron, her bib around her neck because she was so hungry. So I'm very thankful to God for keeping my brother safe from all the viruses that is going wrong. From the time the virus was there, he hasn't caught any virus, although they did a lot of unfair things to him by putting other people in his room. But I thank God, but he is not worse. He was looking fairly good today, and I fed him before I left and see that he is doing well. So I'm asking you to pray not only for him but for all the residents in that on that facility. Today I was going to speak on something that we all know about, the aloe vera. The aloe vera leaf, the aloe vera gel. You have one part of aloe vera gel, three parts of apple juice, and one teaspoonful of lemon juice. That is to expose the meat of the aloe vera. You know, you cut the leaf partially, so to expose the meat of the aloe vera. And, you know, I was looking at this, I said, I read in the opening chapter of Genesis 1, he says, I have given every green herb for meat. And I said, oh, yes, the aloe vera, the meat in the aloe vera leaf. With a spoon, scrape out the meat into a chopped board and put it in a glass. Blend it with apple juice and lemon. It tastes pretty good. So do not throw away the skin because the skin is bitter, you know. But the meat is not bitter at all. Now you have to take the skin and dry it out. With this, you can make aloe vera laxative. Take a little, perhaps a half a teaspoonful of this dehydrated aloe skin, and it is really strong, and it will give you water, okay? So that is one meat. The meat does not have much laxative effect. But the aloe vera has many healing qualities. So scrape the meat out of the leaves and use it as juice to take aloe vera gel. Add some Irish moss tea or a little flaxseed tea to the aloe vera and add apple juice according to your taste to this mixture. It would use about a glass full of apple juice. It would be well to put this in a blender. It will mix well. Add a bit of lemon juice. All I am trying to encourage you to do is to improvise. You can buy your aloe vera juice, but if you make it yourself, you know how pure it is. You will have a better control over what you eat or use. It will increase your faith to know you are doing it yourself. And Sister Powell, this is what I wanted to encourage us to do. And even at this this season, the flu season is going around, I would advise all of our youths, young and old, to dress properly, because the wind is very, very cold, and I have experienced this. I'm talking from experience now. If you leave your neck unexposed with this kind of wind that you're having now, up to today we had that here, and because I was out there, you would get hoarse right away, because it really takes some effect on you. And so I'm asking all of us to dress properly, and we wouldn't have to take the what? We don't have to take the vaccine. That is going on. That is going around now. So, Sister Paul, I'm thankful for you to open my line, for me to give this little tip. May God bless all of us as we come on this line. Whenever we have the opportunity to come, it is a privilege. I always deem it a privilege to be here. So I want to thank God for all his blessings, and that you continue to pray for my family, my brother, and all the senior citizens. Thank you, Sister Paula, for opening my line.
Yeah. Can you do the prayer for us, general prayer? And then the next voice we will hear is the speaker, and I just want to thank everyone who joined. Right? So I'm asking if we can do the general prayer for us. God bless.
Okay. Loving Father, we come before you this evening, thanking you for your blessings on each of us, that we can come on this line, though we had a little difficulties in getting on, Lord. We are thankful that we were able to still come on and to share what we have brought. So it would be, we hope that it would be of benefit to all who listen, and may you help us to be faithful, Lord, because if we are not faithful here, we would lose out in God's kingdom, because one of the things that we have to have is patience, because that is one of the qualities that we have to have, patience, because in Revelation it says, here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus. So we have a lot of testimony to give, and we thank God that we could give a few this evening. And I pray that God would bless each one of us on this line that came on the line tonight. Even those who were listening, those who could not speak, I pray, Lord, that you will bless them. Those who are sick, the youth especially, Lord, I pray for them. Those who have walked out of the church and are just wasting the time out there in the world. There is no time to waste, Father, and I pray that you will bless them wherever they be and bring them right back to the fold of safety, because the time is later than we think. Bless us tonight, Lord, and everything that we will continue to put over on this program. Bless the speaker and everyone that we will have. As we listen to God's word, we will be energized, we will be blessed, and we will be encouraged to bless others. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Consinelli, for praying for us, and thank you for that health tip of the aloe vera juice with the lemon as we are going into the cold season. We just hope we're encouraged by these wonderful, wonderful tip, and also our dress, it is getting cold. So we want to thank our dear sister for both praying and also sharing. Thank everyone tonight who joined, and as we are going into our health message, we are asking you all to get your Ministry of Healing, your King James Version Bible, your notepad, and your pen so that you can take notes. And the next voice you will hear is the Sister Stephanie 301. Your line is open.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Powell and Sister Consinelli, for sharing those wonderful things. And Brother O'Neill, who mentioned something on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes, amen.
Who mentioned something on the line that is so important, the fact that many of us are not going to the bathroom. The truth be told, that we are to go to the bathroom after each time we eat a meal.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
When we eat, we are supposed to go to the bathroom. And we have Sister Constantelli coming on and sharing about using aloe vera as a laxative.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What does a laxative do? A laxative is going to help you to use the bathroom. Amen. And so I thank God. Also, I heard Sister, Sister Powell, please allow at the end that Brother Eli line to be open, because I know he went through, when we were going through the technical difficulties, he was trying to speak. He spoke a little bit, but I think something happened with the line and he was not able to finish up what he was saying. I know he asked us to pray for his mother as well,
yeah,
and to pray for him. So we kind of missed that. So I'm going to just offer a quick word of prayer and then go. And Heavenly Father, we come before you and we touch and agree with all the prayers that have gone up. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. Though the enemy was trying to block the line, the wonderful message that you have allowed your people to come on and share, Sister Consinelli, Brother O'Neill, Sister Timiko, the enemy did not want us to hear it. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you just allow your Holy Spirit to come and to just manifest itself on this line. We thank you for that. We lift up to you, Brother Eli, and his mom. He's praying for his mom. He's praying for himself. He's praying for his friends, Jamal and Jahari and Tina, Keon, and you know his list. And so we present them to you, and we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. We heard Brother O'Neill asking for prayer about the car. Heavenly Father, continue to work that out. Continue to help him, Heavenly Father, to get what he needs so that the car can be inspected. And we pray that you will send an edge of protection around him so that he will not falter in the arms of the police or coming any harm or danger. We thank you for his business. We pray favor over it, Heavenly Father. And we just thank you, Lord, that you are giving your people the opportunity in this last days, in these last days, to become self-sufficient, to become self-supporting, Lord. And I pray that each and every one of us on this line, we will support one another, because, Lord, you have called us to be the head and not the tail. You have called us to be the lender and not the borrower. So we pray, Lord, for favor for each and every person that is on this line that has a venture, Lord, have a business going on. We thank you, Lord. We know that Brother Akeem has been praying and preaching and teaching about becoming entrepreneurs. We pray, Lord, for Sister Leola's business, Lord. We pray for Sister Eva and Sister Tamiko, the business venture that they're embarking on. I pray and lift up my venture, Heavenly Father. We pray for Brother Yudi. We pray for Brother Bernard, Sister Carla. We pray, Lord, for Sister Richardson, Brother Richardson, Lord. We ask you to pour out your blessings, Lord, on each and every business, each and every venture, Lord, and remind us that we are in it to continue to further, Lord, your health message and help others to become healthier, as well as, Lord, to present your everlasting gospel, the right arm of your gospel, the health message to each and every person that we come in contact with, and to bring this message to every kindred, every nation, and tongue. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your grace, your mercy. I pray that you will touch my lips. I pray that you will allow the message that will be presented to the people are one that you have fashioned, Lord. You have fashioned in your most holy place in the heavenly sanctuary so that your people will be changed. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And so I thank you so much for that. And I'm moving, thank you, Holy Spirit, in different portion of this ministry of healing. That's what we're going to be sharing today. I know Brother O'Neill, and I definitely want to get some more information. I know that many people on the line are interested in. I know I've been looking for some good shea butter, and I hear you say that you have some shea butter as we're coming into the winter season. Our bodies are getting drier, you know, because that's also because, yeah, we're coming in the winter season, but we're probably not drinking enough water. Sister Consonelli has shared about us covering our necks and our heads, right? We also need to make sure that we're doing that as the weather has changed. As well. We also want to make sure that when we're sleeping at night, I know sometimes, you know, we get a little bit testy with the heat and us cracking a window. We should have a window crack in the house, even while we're in the wintertime, even while the heat is on, so that we can get some fresh air and some circulation happening within the house. Amen and amen. So I just want to put that out there. So I'm going to be reading from the Ministry of Healing, and I'm going to start with the development and service. I'm going to start with the development and service, and I'm actually on page, I'm going to start on page, let's see here. 9. I'm going to start on page 499. And I am going to be reading under the subtopic, the motive in service. And I might have read it before. I may have. I'm pretty sure I've read it before in the past. But it is worth for us to hear this again. Motive in service. Many of us are exploring entrepreneurship and business venture. But what is our motive? Is our motive that we can get rich here on earth? Or is our motive to be able to become self-sufficient to help each other and to help to finish and to present this word, the word of God, around the world, in your community, on your job, right? So what is our motive? Is our motive in service to get accolades, for us to be exhausted? Let's see what the prophetess says and have to say in regards to this. The motive in service, it says, Christ gave no stinted service. He did not measure his work by hours, his time, his heart, his soul, and strength. Were given to labor for the benefit of humanity. Are we in business to benefit humanity? To help people to become healthier, to become better in their situation. What is the purpose why we are in service and business? Through weary days, he toiled, and through long nights, he bent in prayer for grace and endurance that he might do a larger work. With strong crying and tears, he sent his petitions to heaven. That is, Sister Paul, I'm hearing some feedback. I'm not sure if that's me. He might be braced. Can you hear me? Sister Powell, I'm hearing a line that is open, some feedback. Sister Powell? If you're not talking at this time and your line is open, can you mute your line for me, please? Because I know Sister Paula has experienced some technical difficulties. Amen. If you're not talking at this time, can everybody mute their lines? There should be a mute button on your phone. Can you mute your line for me, please? Thank you. Amen. Yeah, you mute me, Sister Pauli. There's a line that is open that is giving some feedback. All right, I think it's good now. Amen, amen. All right, so I'll repeat. It says, his soul and strength were given to labor for the benefit of humanity. That's why we're in service. Through weary days he toiled, and through long nights he bent in prayer for grace and endurance, that he might do a larger work. With strong crying and tears, he sent his petition to heaven, that his human nature might be strengthened, that he might be braced to meet the wily foe in all his deceptive workings, and fortified to fulfill his missions of uplifting humanity. That is what we're called to do. Amen? To his workers, he says, I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done. John 13, verse 15. The love of Christ, said Paul, constrained us. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14. This was the actuating principle of his conduct. It was his motive power. If ever his ardor in the path of duty flagged for a moment, one glance at the cross caused him to gird up anew the loins of his mind and press forward in the way of denial. In his labors for his brethren, he relied much upon the manifestation of infinite love in the sacrifice of Christ with its subduing, constraining power. How earnest, how touching his appeal. Ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that he through his poverty might be rich. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. You know the height from which he stooped, the depth of humiliation to which he descended. His feet entered upon the path of sacrifice and turned not aside until he had given his life. There was no rest for him between the throne in heaven and the cross. His love for man led him to what? Welcome every indignity and suffer every abuse. How quickly we get offended, right? How quickly we get annoyed. But if we think about what Jesus went through when he was on earth, we would be able to actually get some kind of understanding that if Jesus Christ, the Master, who went through these humiliations, who went through persecution and strife and crucifixion, what more us as follower of Christ, right? So let us not get flustered. Let us not get anxious and upset and annoyed. Human nature allow us to do that. But let's not let the sun come down while we're upset and perplexed and just angry, right? Because that was not the example that Christ gave to us. He was agonizing with his Father in prayer. He remembered and he was constantly reminded that he was on earth to benefit humanity. Amen? We continue. So I want to read this part again. It says, his love for man led him to welcome every indignity and suffer every abuse. Help me, God, because I know I'm not there yet. Paul admonishes us to look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. He bids us possess the mind which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Have mercy. have mercy. Are we able to lower ourselves so that Christ can be magnified and exalted? And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became what? Obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2, verse 4 through 8. Paul was deeply anxious that the humiliation of Christ should be seen and realized. You know that when Christ was beaten and put on the cross, they show us pictures now of him being clothed in a piece of cloth. Was that the truth? Was that the true depiction of how he was displayed up there on the cross, Sister Powell?
Yes.
Or was he humiliated? Was he stripped
mm-hmm.
down to the bare bones?
Mm-hmm.
And Christ went through this
for us,
for you and for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so easy how we would think about other people's feeling, right? We would think
mm-hmm.
about making sure that we, you know, I'm not hurting or I'm not offending Sister Powell's feeling or Sister Tamiko's feeling or Sister Leola's feeling or Brother Eli's feeling. But we do so many things that hurt, that pierce, that prick Jesus Christ over and over again. Isn't that something?
Mm.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Mm.
When we trample on the Sabbath,
mm-hmm.
when we use our tongue not to speak life or blessing, but to speak negativity, but to speak curse. When we withhold things from our brothers or things from individuals that Christ called the least among us. Something that I heard, was it on this line? I've heard it. Somebody says that I was listening to a sermon somewhere, and what was it? The speaker talked about the fact that, and God help me with that, because, oh Lord, I'm working on that, where he talks about, it might have been Brother Richard, right, where he talked about, oh, I'm sorry, Brother Ricardo, I knew it was an R name, where he talked about lateness, right, where many of us were stickler of going to work on time, because we know what would happen if we don't go to work on time. But we will show up at church anytime. I'm speaking to me. I'm not speaking to y'all wonderful Adventist folks, your wonderful Christian people. I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about me. And I heard Brother Ricardo shared that the angels, you know, are there to record our attendance. And so I'm going to really ask the angels and the Holy Spirit, you know, to help me, because I kind of deliberately, I'm going to be honest with you, I kind of deliberately go to church for the divine worship. And let me tell you why. And I'm asking God to help me with that. You know, we were in a pandemic. It took me a minute, you know, to really get back. You know, a lot of the churches in my area, they wanted people to register. And I just feel like, why do I need to register to go into the house of God, right? So I felt some kind of way about that, and I wasn't going to do it. The Holy Spirit did not prick my heart to do it. And then also, too, as well, The Sabbath school lesson, no, I've been, I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about my conviction that I've gotten where I've read the Sabbath school lessons and some of the writings in the Sabbath school lessons for me that I find is being written from people that are outside of her faith and, just all kind of foolery that I find going on. Now, if the Holy Spirit didn't prick your heart, I'm not telling you not to read it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying for me, right? Because we all have to work on our own salvation with fear and trembling. So I did not have that inclination and that urge to go to church, for that early Sabbath school type of thing. But what I do in my house, I'm reading, the scripture. I'm having, my devotion during that time. I'm looking at some other Sabbath schools that are, really teaching me virtually, right? And then I'm prepared now as we, most of the churches are open now to go into these churches that are not asking for these restrictions or doesn't have these draconian type of, expectations on me, right? I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. And so I am asking God, to lead me. So I kind of do that at home, and then I go to church, to get in for the divine worship. Amen? And so when Brother Ricardo, why am I not able to say his name? When Brother Ricardo mentioned that, I'm like, Heavenly Father, help me, because if when I get there at divine hour and the recording angel, I'm praying that the recording angel has not left yet, right, man? And so I'm saying this to say we have to be mindful of time. And I'm saying I need to stop speaking like I'm French, and I need to say I need to be mindful of time going into God's house. And so I wanted to point that out as we are, sharing, all right? So it says, Paul was deeply anxious that the humiliation of Christ should be seen and realized. He was convinced that if men could be led to consider the amazing sacrifice made by the majesty of heaven, selfishness would be banished from their hearts. So I want to think about this. To know that what Christ has gone through for me, I need to get myself up, and I need to get into the sanctuary on time. Amen and amen. It says, the apostle lingers over point after point, that we may in some measure comprehend the wonderful condescension of the Savior in behalf of sinners. He directs the mind first to the position which Christ occupied in heaven in the bosom of his Father. He reveals himself after as laying aside his glory, voluntarily subjecting himself to the humbling condition of men's life, assuming the responsibilities of a servant and becoming obedient unto death, and that the most ignominious, I have to think about this word, ignominious and revolting, the most agonizing, the death of the cross. Can we contemplate this wonderful manifestation of the love of God without gratitude and love and a deep sense of the fact that we are not our own? That was a long question, but I'm going to read that question again. It says, can we contemplate this wonderful manifestation of the love of God without gratitude and love and a deep sense of the fact that we are not our own? Such a master should not be served from grudging, selfish motives. I heard a comedian stated something. He said that he was giving him, he saw a homeless man, and he was giving the homeless man $5. But he wasn't really giving the homeless man the $5 just to give the homeless man the $5. He was really giving the homeless man so that he can see, he can say to God, God, see, I just gave this man $5. So you're going to have to bless me. because I just give that man this $5. See, watch me. I'm giving God the $5. Was that the right motive, Sister Powell? Was
no.
that the motive and the spirit of God?
No.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have to go and advertise when we help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We can leave it to that person to come back and say and share with others, you know what? Sister Powell blessed me with so-and-so and so.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so what is the motive? Why are we doing this? Are we doing this so that we can get the glory? Or we can give God all the glory and exalt him? Let's think about that for a moment. It says here. Let me go back up. All right, it says, such a master should not be served from grudging, selfish motives. We know, says Peter, ye know, says Peter, that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold. 1 Peter 1, verse 18. Oh, had these been sufficient to purchase the salvation of men, how easily it might have been accomplished by him who says, the silver is mine and the gold is mine. Haggai 2, verse 8. But the sinner could be redeemed only by the precious blood of wonderful sacrifice, withhold themselves from Christ's service, will perish in their selfishness. Have mercy. I do want to continue. I'm still in developmental and service. And I want to read a little bit on singleness of purpose. Singleness of purpose. What is our purpose in life on this earth? Let's see. In the life of Christ, everything was made subordinate to his work. The great work of redemption, which he came to accomplish, and the same development, the same self-denial and sacrifice, the same subjection to the claims of the Word of God, is to be manifest in his disciples. Everyone who accepts Christ as his personal Savior will long for the privilege of serving God. Wow. Contemplating that heaven has done for him, his heart is moved with boundless love and adoring gratitude. He is eager to signalize his gratitude by devoting his abilities to God's service. He longs to show his love for Christ and for his purchased possession. He covets toil, hardship, sacrifice. The true worker for God will do his best because, oh mercy, I'm going to read that again. The true worker for God will do his best. What are we giving God? Are we giving God our best? Or are we giving God a what less? Mediocre. Good. Okay. Or are we giving God our best, our best? The true worker for God will do his best because in so doing, he can glorify his master. He will do right in order to regard the requirements of God. He will endeavor to improve all his faculties. He will perform every duty as unto God. His one desire will be that Christ may receive homage and perfect service. There is a picture representing a bullock standing between a plow with an altar with the inscription, ready for either, depending where you're coming from, ready to toil in the furrow or to be offered on the altar of sacrifice. This is the position of the true child of God, willing to go where duty calls. I hear Brother O'Neill sharing that he was traveling to and fro, being able to present the health message, the gospel, help people to become healthier and become better, to get off convention medication. We have heard Sister Carla have shared that she has traveled to and fro, and Virginia, to gain more information so that she will be able to help others. Are you willing to travel where God wants you to go to present the message, to be prepared to help others? Sister Powell is down there in Jamaica. She shared with me she's gone from Kingston to the country in St. Catherine. She has walked up hills and mountains and valleys to present the everlasting gospel to others. 80. Are you being willing to allow God to lead you so that you can share his message with others? It says this is the position of the true child of God, willing to go where duty calls, to deny self, to sacrifice for the Redeemer's cause. It says, the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Psalms 84, verse 11. And I do want to share just a little more portion. This is, let me go here. And I'm going to share a little piece of this. And then I will close out. I had another little portion that I wanted to read. What did I do with you? Oh, you know, I can't find you. All right, I do want to read this. I had another little portion that I wanted to read. I did motive and service. It was. Yeah. All right. I'm going to read a little bit from The Privilege of Prayer. This is one of my favorite parts. I mean, higher experience. I'm on page 508, right? And it says here, we too must have times set apart for meditation and prayer, and for receiving spiritual refreshing. We do not value the power and efficacy of prayer as we should. Prayer and faith will do what no power on earth can accomplish. We are seldom, in all respect, placed in the same position twice. We continually have new scenes and new trials to pass through. Where past experience cannot be a sufficient guide, we must have the continual light that comes from God. Christ is ever sending messages to those who listen for his voice. On the night of the agony in Gethsemane, the sleeping disciples heard not the voice of Christ. They had a dim sense of the angel's presence, but lost the power and glory of the scene. Because of their drowsiness and stupor, they failed of receiving the evidence that would have strengthened their souls for the terrible scenes before them. Thus today, the very men who most need divine instruction often fail of receiving it, because they do not place themselves in communion with heaven. Have mercy. The temptation to which we are daily exposed make prayer a necessity. Dangers beset every path. Those who are seeking to rescue others from vice and ruin are especially exposed to temptation. I'm going to stop here just for a moment to interject. My daughter said something to me the other day. She said, Mommy, why is it I just feel like everything bad is happening to me? This person's attacking. This person. And I said, because you are in a spiritual warfare. You are exposed to temptation because you are seeking to share the gospel of God to others. Have mercy. It says, those who are seeking to rescue others from vice and ruin are especially exposed to temptation. In constant contact with evil, they need a stronghold upon God, lest they themselves be corrupted. Short and decisive are the steps that lead men down from high and holy ground to a low level. In a moment, decisions may be made that fix one's condition forever. One failure to overcome leaves the soul unguarded. One evil habit, if not firmly resisted, will strengthen into chains of steel, binding the whole man. And Sister Powell, I'm going to stop here so that you're able to open the line. If there's any comments, any query, any feedback, or any questions, queries, you can certainly, Sister Powell will try to open your line and to have you share. Sister Powell, do you want me to go into prayer now and then you do that, or how you want me to do it? Or if you want to ask Brother O'Neill to pray in closing or bring a current event, you can certainly do that. Just let me know.
Okay. I just want to thank Sister Stephanie for this. We have been with you for just 3 or 4 years to your message, and then I will ask Brother O'Neill.
You want me to pray?
Yeah.
All right. Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we're just so thankful for your word. We are just so thankful for the prophetess that you have given the message to share with us for this time that we're in. Lord, we have a purpose. We have a purpose, Lord, to exalt your name. Lord, we have a purpose to make sure that our motive is in line with you, Heavenly Father. As you sent your son to die for us, to go through the crucible, to go through the embarrassment, the humiliation, being stripped on our behalf, Heavenly Father, we pray that we will keep that at the forefront of our minds as we maneuver on this side of the earth, that we will keep our eyes fixated on that vivid cross, the experience that your son Jesus Christ went through on our behalf. And we will accept the fact that we are faulty. We will accept the fact that we cannot do anything within our own strength. We can accept the fact that we need you, Heavenly Father. We need to continue to hold steadfast as we are prepared with and through the Holy Spirit to present your gospel to humanity. We pray, Heavenly Father, that we will understand that each and everything that we do is to exalt your name and is to benefit humanity. Thank you for this message. I pray, Lord, that each and every person's heart was stirred and we can see our faults. We can see when we did not express gratitude to our loved ones and, most importantly, Lord, to you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Forgive us. And I pray, Lord, that you will allow us, Lord, to experience a double portion of your Holy Spirit tonight. I pray that you will all fill us with your Holy Spirit as we decrease, Lord. We ask you to increase you so that we can go forth with your motive. We can go forth with your purpose to finish this gospel, to finish your message, to finish the work. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that wonderful reading and also for prayer. And brothers and sisters, we listen. We all hear. We listen to the word. And we are asking the Lord to help us that we will be obedient to everything that we have heard tonight. And also see that all the prayer is going to help us. And tonight we are asking our brothers and sisters, if you guys have any feedback or any comment or query, you can just put your press number one and your line will be open. If you have something that you did not get clear, we ask you to press number one so that your line will be open. And, my dear, if you have any present report, right, and want to share something, we also ask you. We just have a few minutes, and we just want to thank everyone for joining. We're sorry what took place this evening. We really have some technical difficulties on the line, but I thank God for, you know, coming in and rescue us so that we could end the program in this form. All right, so I saw one of my sister here, and I'm going to open the line. I'm down to 0-1-4-2-3-6-3-5. The line is open.
Thank you. And I just thank you again, Sister Stephanie, for that message. And God is... He's working with each and every one of us, but he wants us to come up to a higher standard. As you know, I've been told I am something about I have high standard. And, you know, I think back and I say it's nothing but the Lord, because the Lord have high standards for his people. So we also have high standards for ourselves, so people can know that we are children of God. We are peculiar. We are precious in his sight. We are valuable. And there's a text that says, I don't know it all, higher than the human, Sister Stephanie might know it, higher than the human something is God ideal for us, God likeness, and, you know, so I have to learn that text. But I just thank the Lord for his word. I thank him for the message. I thank you for the help message, because that what will work together with the gospel to help the people. So, again, thank you for opening up my line. Sister Powell, and thank you, Sister Stephanie, for sharing. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Carla, for hearing, and also thank you for sharing. And we all want to come up to that high standard, you know. So first we have to look on ourselves and ask the Lord to help us so that we will come up to that standard. So, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, I'm going to, you know, we just have a few minutes. Let us be brief. And I do know that this individual is on the line, and you can just be brief, right? I would like everyone to get the opportunity. 857-505, the line is open.
Hello, Sister Power. How are you today, beloved, my dear sister? I am so blessed, Sister Power, with Sister Stephanie's powerful message, because that powerful message, Sister Power, that message make me feel like I am so, you know, Sister Power, like I am free. Like, because, Sister Power, I want to move to the third floor, Sister Power, when I come back from my my vacation, Sister Power. I want to move to the third floor, Sister Power. So, Sister Power, I'm asking for brothers and sisters on the prayer line. I'm asking Sister Tamiko, Sister Stephanie, Sister Power, Brother O'Neill. Please lift me up in prayer. Please lift me up in prayer, Sister Power, I don't know, can you open Brother O'Neill line to do a special prayer for me, because I need a lot of prayer because I want to move to the third floor at Bakehouse. Thank you very much for opening my line, Sister Power. Thank you.
Okay, Brother Eli. All right. Thank you, Brother Eli, for coming. Brother Eli, I heard you want to move to the third floor, asking Brother O'Neill to pray for you. Right. So, brothers and sisters, we heard the request of Brother Eli. So we are asking you in your prayer, day of your prayer, please to remember Brother Eli request. All right. 631-552. We just have a few minutes. Can you, if you have any current support, can your line is open. I get problem again. Okay. All right. 631. Yes. Your line is open.
A couple of minutes ago. Yes, yeah, just stop a minute, too, because I was driving, so I stopped a minute to share something. Also, I share the stuff that we have. You can, if you have a pen and paper, anyone on the line, you could check out our website. It's S-E-S as in Sam. E as in eat, natural, the word natural, balm, B-A-L-M, naturalbalm.com. You can check out our website. And you can see the blog that we post today on constipation and what you can use for constipation. And what you need to do is to use a lot of water throughout the day. A lot of us, we don't drink a lot of water, and the body have to be taking water from different organs of the body. And when that supply is finished, then we have constipation. And constipation is actually inflammation. Constipation is actually what? Inflammation. So it's just one part of our body not reacting. We have the lymphatic system as well. Your lymph node not moving. So we have to understand our body and see the things that we need to do to take care of this machine. This is a living machine, and as I shared in a presentation the other day as a health, no human being can mimic nothing. Not even Satan himself can mimic the human body. Nothing man can do. So all the technologies that man have been making and developing, they cannot mimic the human body. As David says in Psalms 139, verse 14, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We don't need no modification. We don't need no modification. God said that everything that he made was good. Everything he made is good. So there's nothing that man can do to change what God has already.
Mm-hmm.
This is a living machinery. As Sister White has rightly said in so much. And it's our responsibility. It's not Brother O'Neill's responsibility alone. Sister Stephanie, Sister Consinelli, Sister Carla, all those on the line. It's not just only our responsibility. Every human being responsibility. As they rightly says, Hippocrates said, let thy food be thy medicine. But God said that long time. You just mimic what God said. But God said, let thy food be thy medicine. And as God says in 3 John, our favorite scriptures, God wish above all things that we prosper and be in health.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to analyze these things and know We know what is taking place right now with the COP27 that took place and going to all of these historical biblical places. They went to Egypt, and they went to Mount Sinai and all these places. And as the Bible tells us that the whole world in Revelation chapter 13 is wandering after the beast, and something amazing is about to happen in America. We know that the president of the United States have signed an order that they should come with the CBD dollar. So you know what the CBD dollar is, digital currency. The digital currency, because they're trying to go cashless. The Bible says, no man may buy or sell, save ye that have more. They are planning to do that with some of the, as people must pay attention, what happened in China when many people went to the bank to withdraw their money. They could not access their money. Something like that is about to happen in America. Your money will be frozen in the bank. So these are some of the things that Sister White said, the Sunday movement is moving in what? Darkness. And we have to analyze this thing, that all these things that is happening is preparing for the national Sunday law crisis, which is not far-fetched from now. Things are happening rapidly. There's a myriad of things happening right now, myriad of things, turn of events. We see crisis all over the world. We see the climate hoax. We see manipulation. China has built one of the biggest weather manipulation engineering system, and that will be in operation fully by 2025. So they're building technology that they can use to alter the weather. So you see, we have one of the effects. They can control certain things that God has God allowed them, as we read in Great Controversy chapter chapter 35 and page 582, paragraph 2, that Satan is in the laboratories of the earth, of the world. He controls the elements as God allows. You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
We see what happened in Job. We see what happened in Job. And how many things happened. Cattle. We heard about cattle dying sincere. How many cattle just died like that? And all these things happening. It's not by chance. The time, we are in the time of the end. And we are the last straw about to happen right now. The world is fully aware of that. But God wants his people to arise and to awaken. I'm going to share a quote as I go. God wants his people to be aware of these things.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'll share this quote before I go, Sister Paul. It says here in Ministry of Healing, page 122, paragraph 2, it says, the scripture are to be received as God's word to us, not written merely, but spoken. When the afflicted ones came to Christ, he beheld not only those who asked for help, but all who, throughout the ages, should come to him in like need with like faith. So the same action that Christ performed while he was visible on earth, he says he's able to do the same thing. And we have many of us here on the line can testify of the healing power of God in our lives. So it says, when he said to the paralytic, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. When he said to the woman of Capernaum, daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith have made thee whole. Go in peace. He spoke to other afflicted, barren ones who who should seek his help for the same work that Christ says did. While physically on earth, he's still able. Because guess what the Bible said?
Mm-hmm.
All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. So all power is given to Christ. So our God is not a mere territorial God. He's a God that in charge of the whole universe. The whole universe is God. He's in charge of everything. He's keeping everything. But God is allowing things to play out that you and I can recognize that this world is not our final home. This world, as Peter said, will, don't care what scientists say, this world, as in Noah's time, a flood came and destroyed the then world, fire will destroy this country. Because of so I just ask for your prayer, and I want you to keep me in prayer and keep the ministry that we are doing. I've been getting a lot of calls from people sharing their testimony of all the stuff that we are doing for them, the stuff that we make is helping them, and it's not us. It's not about us. It's about God. If you check on our website, you see on it, we place the scriptures on as forefront. In our blog, the scriptures are what we place that people can see these things. That it's not about us. This is about God. It's what God has called us to do. And thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. And thank you for your prayers. And continue to pray for us, our ministry.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Honiel, for reading that quote and also reminding us that all power is given in heaven and in earth, and we have to trust God. And the work that you guys have been doing, right, and also the product that you have been selling, you know, and this is a time that, you know, we have to be self-employed, you know, because the time is coming where we will not be able to buy and sell. And we all saw that these things is happening rapidly. And thank God for these wonderful, wonderful health reform messages that we have been getting and reading. So we just want to thank everyone tonight, you know, who joined, and remember that, you know, God is in control of our life. So we will just close off with prayer and asking our brothers and sisters, reminding them tomorrow is our Sabbath, that tomorrow is Sabbath, and we are just asking our brothers and sisters, invite one of your brothers and sisters that we can join to listen to the end time message. Let us pray. Father, again, we come to you in which we know you are not tired, too tired to hear us. We want to thank you for our brothers and our sisters who join on this line tonight, and we want to thank you for the wonderful, wonderful message that you have given unto us. Thank you for the speaker, Lord, who provide us, Lord Jesus, with this wonderful reading and also this comment, Lord. We are grateful to know that we as a people can come to fellowship with you, to sit with you, and to learn more about you so that we can share with others. And again, Lord, we present, dear Father, all these wonderful information that we have gotten a help message, help tip, Lord, the way in which we should be obedient with the herb, natural herb that you have given unto us, so that we will use them and also share with others. We present Brother Eli again once more to you. He is asking, Lord, as he is going to move to the second floor on decor, help him, Lord, that he will be humble. And also with his moving, Lord, that he will satisfy with where they place him. Guide him and protect him and bless his mother and his family, we pray. Each one of us we present to you. And thank you, Lord, to those who are watching us and learning more about you on the internet from different parishes, countries. So continue to keep us and guide us. We
ask you to pour your Holy Spirit upon us while we are getting ready to go to sleep. Send your angel, Lord, to watch over us and wake us up tomorrow in our right mind so that we can give you the praise. Bless us, we pray. In Jesus' name, I will just open this line. Even though I pray, I see a hand up. I don't know if it's a hand up, something to say. I will just open it. 301, I saw your hands up, so I just open to see if you want to call. Lord, I mute you now, and I don't know what to do, what to say. All right, my dear beloved, I just want to, okay? 301-868, I don't know if you have something, a closing remark. To say, I saw your hand up. 301-868. All right, my dear beloved, good night. We are over time. So we just can close, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Thank you all, and have a good night, a blessed night in Jesus' name. Amen.